Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the barbaric and sexist Level 3 speech violence committed when men refer to women as birds. As British employment judge Pavel Klimov recently ruled, referring to a coworker, women, as birds is a derogatory form of sex discrimination, and the employees at Whiskey 1901 in Knightsbridge, London, will have to stop using the term. The basic problem is that the only logical connection between women and birds is that they both are frequently stared at by men, with or without binoculars, who seem primarily captivated by their colorful, large, or oddly shaped breasts. Not so good, gents. But what's so wonderful about this decision to remove an obviously misogynist word from British use is that it opens the door for us to consider and eradicate all sorts of terms men use for women that are obviously unacceptable in the enlightened year of Our Lady, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, ASF 176. For the newest other and among us, that's 176 years after Seneca Falls, all hail the Holy Declaration. Boom. You see, the men seem to have this nearly irrepressible habit of creating objectifying terms for women, not to mention for the various parts of women. And since we are all anti-cis normativists now, seeking to validate, include, and normalize every concept of gender, including the idea that there are no genders, we fully reject hurtful and reductionist words that only serve to reinforce the cis normative paradigm. These words all proceed from the myth that we can easily categorize people as male or female, or even that we know what male and female are anymore. So in that spirit of inescapable gender anarchy, we declare that every word used by men for women shall be hereby prohibited. This includes bird, chick, dame, doll, babe, broad, dish, honey, skirt, wench, dish, lassie, toots, gal, damsel, maiden, lass, and floozy. I don't know about you, but I feel more virtuous already. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, personal size hospitality care products that typically come in hotel rooms, such as shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion. Starting January 1st, 2025, all hotels in New York State with more than 50 rooms will be prohibited from providing toiletry bottles under 12 ounces to their guests. To comply, hotels are now moving to traditional store-sized toiletries with squeeze or pump-action tops that will simply be shared by subsequent guests, just like if you're going over to Aunt Sally's house for Thanksgiving. Marriott Hotels claims they are already 95% compliant across their properties. Hilton says they were 100% by 2023, and this new law in New York follows a similar ban in California last year. There are just so many things to love about this move. Obviously, we celebrate the reduction in plastic bottles, but it goes way beyond that. For instance, forcing people to share creates an inconvenience, and as your third article of Wokeology teaches, forcing people to endure inconvenience reminds them that performing virtue hurts, because it's good. Virtue that isn't painful isn't virtue. That's why deprivation of any kind is a useful tool for the collective mindset and reminding people that intruding upon their lives and comfort is the very different definition of being a good villager. But it's so much more. Think about how this reinforces the concept that all humans are part of one large loving family, and therefore the sharing of communal body wash and shampoo with each other is really very natural. What better bond can there be between hotel room guests than the knowledge that some total stranger was using that very conditioner or hand lotion just before you were? So for saving the environment one minor deprivation at a time and teaching people to suffer and suffer alike, New York State, we praise thee as a model of the modern mindset. The otherhood of man will one day be ushered in by such contrivances. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, because we may not have many more chances to do so, this week we want to honor President for Now Joseph R. Biden, that paragon of inclusion, equity, and wokeness. This week, while Mr. Biden was honoring recipients of the Medal of Arts and the Medal of Humanities, he took a moment to talk about the relationship of men to women, a subject upon which a certified gold-plated feminist leader like the president simply cannot pontificate too often.
As Joe Biden's husband, I know the power of women in this room. I know. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. All the women in my family are smarter than all the men. That's not a joke. You think I'm joking? I'm not.
What we most appreciate about this remark is that he twice assures us he's not joking. Since so many of Biden's comments are so laughable, this clarification is important. But here we have the basic premise of 17th wave feminism. All women are smarter than all men. Something so true and obvious that there really isn't even a need to give evidence for its validity. Who would dare to disagree? But he went on, significantly adding,
I know the power of women in this room to get things done and uplift the next generation of pioneers. Proving a woman can do anything a man can do and then some. And that includes being president of the United States of America.
Now, aside from this wonderful reference to Ethel Merman and some encouragement toward the Vice President, Her Highness Princess Kamala I, what he's saying here is so vital. Because modern feminism, all waves other than 4, 8, and 15, has so rightly taught us that men are at best a necessary evil and at worst, just an evil. It's always crucial to remind them of their inferiority and worthlessness when compared with women. Thus, for a dear leader to say that all women can do anything any man can do, and better, is simply to sum up in so few words the collective teachings of modern gender studies. Although we sometimes say we favor gender equality, the real truth is we believe in female chauvinism. The rightful Amazon-like state where the queen bee herself reminds us, who run the world? Girls. So well done, sir, yet again reinforcing the wisdom that the only men who can be trusted to be in positions of power are the ones who say that only women can be trusted to be in positions of power. Especially presidents who claim that any woman could do the job better than him, just not quite well enough that he would actually resign and give the job to the one who works for him. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week will be served on special linens provided by Soilier Than Thou, the eco-friendly napkin, towel, and bedsheet company whose products are used and reused a minimum of 5 times between washes. In an effort to reduce energy consumption, water waste, and the polluting of our planet with detergents, Soilier Than Thou reminds us that slightly soiled is nevertheless not the same as completely soiled. So savor that muffin with a somewhat recently cleaned napkin and enjoy the idea that only 3 to 5 people have put their greasy hands on it before you. Soilier Than Thou. If you're really lucky, you can even taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.